Charles Dickens wrote, "For it is good to be children sometimes, and never better than at Christmas, when its mighty founder was a child himself." That is a quote that we frequently turn our attention toward during Advent. It is most often associated with calling the child within ourselves toward the joy of the season. Tonight, what if we were to identify not only with the joy, but also allow the child in us to be drawn by the mystery of this holy night? I mean, how would a child respond to mystery? When have you ever seen a child step back from mystery? When something stretches their understanding, when something is bigger than they can understand, they gather around it in awe and wonder. Children are always ready with questions when they encounter mystery. On this holy night, let's be children drawn toward the mystery. What questions would you have? There are probably more questions than answers when it comes to the birth of the babe of Bethlehem's manger. But here's a good one. Why a baby? I mean, with all heaven and earth at God's disposal, why did God's plan of the ages begin with a baby? Why not start with a divine decree? Was the God who spoke all creation into existence suddenly at a loss for words? John's Gospel calls Jesus the Word, saying that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. With that prequel in mind, the question gets even more perplexing, doesn't it? Why a baby? Why not start with someone who had already risen to a seat of power and authority? Someone who had established a record of stability, character, and justice? There just seems to be a lot that could go wrong between the birth of a baby and the baby becoming who he was meant to be. Why a baby? Wise men of our day, men of faith, have their theories. Pointing to miraculous birth narratives of Moses and Samuel, they tell us the story of the babe of Bethlehem follows a pattern of foreshadowing that points to a child marked for divine purpose. Maybe they're right. After all, they are wise men. But then again, maybe they're overthinking it. The birth of a baby is an event that gives everybody notice. Everybody gathers around. This baby was certainly no exception. Everybody, from angels to shepherds, from magi to barnyard animals, gathered around the baby in the manger. People through the ages have continued to gather around the baby, as did the children as we began our service. Maybe it's just that simple. Everybody gathers when a baby is born. Why is that? What is it about a baby that pulls people in? Is it because a baby shows us our deepest selves? We are all unique and live different lives. Shucks, we aren't even in the same place tonight as we worship. But one thing is true of all of us. We were all once babies. How could we have forgotten? For some of us, it's been a long time, and we simply can't remember. Some of us spend so much time hiding our vulnerabilities from others that it has become easy to deny that we still have our moments and feelings of vulnerability. Sometimes we're drawn in simply by seeing how much a baby is loved by everybody, even before they have done a single thing to be worthy of that love. That's something we might have forgotten somewhere along the way, too. Either how we were once loved like that, or how to love somebody else like that. Babies remind us of what it feels like to love and to be loved. What better way is there to be drawn toward God's great love than by a baby in a manger? Thomas More seems to agree with Charles Dickens when he says, "Christmas is a time to focus on the child, your childhood, perhaps your children, the world's children, your child's spirit, fragile beginnings, innocent rejection of the world's adult ways. On this holy night, let us become children again. It is a time to let ourselves be drawn toward the mystery of the night. It is a time to gather in awe and wonder, not to answer all the questions, but to simply let our wandering minds ask them. Let us hear the call of the deep mystery of this night, the mystery of the baby in a manger. Let us begin to see just an inkling of the potential of what we still might grow to become ourselves, of all that the world might still have the potential to become, if we simply stopped to behold the mystery of the baby in the manger. Be reminded by the baby what it's like to be loved in all of our vulnerabilities by the steadfast love of our God, to find in the baby God's promise of peace and goodwill to humankind, to hear the song of the angels as they sing again tonight, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to every baby ever born. Amen.